Well, Thursday is movie day around the country, new movie day. Jason DeRosso is with us to tell us what's going into the cinemas today. Hi, Jason.
Hey, good morning, Fran.
A musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda, and it's not Hamilton.
It's not Hamilton. No, this is a musical that he came up with before Hamilton. It's called In the Heights, and it comes to the big screen now as this sprawling love letter to the New York neighborhood, Washington Heights, which is the place that Lin-Manuel Miranda has very close to his heart. He calls it home. And in particular, it's a film that is about the blue-collar, predominantly Latin American residents of this area as they face the pressures of gentrification and I guess the film's also set against the backdrop of Trump's America. So it's a film that very much touches on systemic racism, border panic, issues like undocumented migration and generally I suppose that that is the framework within which this musical plays out and focuses on kind of smaller, more personal stories, which I'll tell you a little bit more about after this clip. But here's a clip. This is Anthony Ramos, who plays the bodega guy, the guy who owns the local shop and is kind of the fulcrum of this community of Washington Heights. Here's the clip.
There's a breeze off the Hudson, and just when you think you're sick of living here, the memory floods in, the morning light off the fire escapes, the nights in Bennett Park blasting Big Pun tapes. It's a story of a block that was disappearing. Once upon a time, in a faraway land called Washington Heights.
Who's gonna notice we're gone?
Say it, so it doesn't disappear.
Washington Heights!
Yeah, Washington Heights, immortalized here in the Heights. A film that I think is strange in a way. I mean, it's far from something like West Side Story, which Spielberg is actually redoing and should be coming out later this year. This is directed by Crazy Rich Asians director John Chu, who's on the show this week. He kind of admits to me that there's no real villain in this film, and it is a film that sort of focuses on the more personal level of people's dramas, falling in love. There's a young woman who wants to come back from uni. She's gotten into Stanford, but she feels that she's been sort of faced prejudice there because of her Hispanic background. And so in some ways, even though these dramas are very big in the lives of these characters, it is a film that tries to, place these smaller personal dramas within a much broader context and then inject it with all the sort of teeming energy of these big dance numbers with, you know, scores and sometimes hundreds of people on screen. I don't think it's quite successful. I don't think that the music either is, you know, I don't think it's wall-to-wall bangers in this. I may be wrong. I may not be the best person to judge, but Lin-Manuel Miranda's music here seems to be a pretty mild tasting plate of Latino sort of inspired tunes and so forth. But look, you'll hear more from the director on the show this week today at 10 a.m.
Fantastic. Just very briefly, the second film is from Brazil, another Latin American offering.
It is, and it's called Three Summers. It's a real little gem, this one. If you can get to see it, it's in limited release, but it's called Three Summers. I speak to this director as well. It's about a housekeeper whose squillionaire boss is nabbed for corruption, and she runs the summer house. So it's about three Christmases, Southern Hemisphere Christmases in the sultry heat of Brazil in this sprawling house, and you know, the final summer, basically the family don't show up. But it's about the fallout of that with a wonderful central performance here from a woman by the name of Regina Casé, who plays the head of this household, who's kind of very astute, very warm, and you know, is juggling a lot of things as the fortunes of this family go south. But you know, very prescient on Bolsonaro's Brazil, even though it was conceived before he came to power.
Okay.
So we speak all about that on the show. But really good film, Three Summers.
All right, Jason, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Jason DeRosso is the host of The Screen Show at 10 today. We can hear interviews, as he said, with both the directors of the film, In the Heights and Three Summers.